All right, so we call this Arc Youth Snack Time.
Yep.
This is Arc Youth Snack Time, and it is this episode is sponsored by Bluey cereal. I will say it does not taste what I thought it would taste like.
Is it not sweet?
It's not near as sweet as I thought.
Really?
It almost has like a... It almost just tastes like...
Someone said the Bluey cereal is so bad.
You want to try it?
I'm good.
Okay.
It's not like after not... that glowing review she just read off.
I wish it was sweeter. So.
Yeah.
There's my take on it.
I get you.
And then we've also got, what you got over there, Mike?
Got the Hot Ones Barbacoa.
It's okay. Yeah. Is it actually hot?
No. Makes me sad.
Which is hotter? Those are the Flamin'
probably,
Hot.
Probably actually the Flamin' Hot.
Really?
But not really, because Funyuns are, they're like air. It's onion-filled air.
Yeah. All right, let me get a little try.
Yeah, they're gross.
Okay, so here on the podcast, obviously, Michael.
Yep.
And me, Nate. And we've also got...
Erica Peck.
She's moderating the questions if you're just joining us for Arc Youth Snack Time. We're going to answer questions live on Instagram Live.
Right.
So people are on Instagram Live right now posting questions. We'll answer them. Erica's going to read them off.
Yes.
While we eat some snacks.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Bless you.
We will start with some of the questions that were sent in earlier today.
Yes,
so
let's do it. Sound man. Bless you.
You mean Pastor Soundman?
You good, dog?
Bishop of Media, Alex over there. Oh,
go. So we'll do a story probably the morning of each time we film this podcast, and you can submit your questions then.
Yep.
If you're not going to be able to go live, then go back and watch it.
Totally, sure.
So first question is, can a Christian still have a strong relationship with Jesus and feel empty?
Incorrect.
At times?
Next question.
Can you repeat that
Never.
Again? I was too busy chewing on my hot one sprinkle.
Yeah. Can a Christian still have a strong relationship with Jesus and still feel empty? I'm guessing emotionally feeling empty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Emotions are like rain.
Well,
sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't. It's random at points. Sometimes rains for many days, and sometimes there's no rain at all. And but you don't necessarily have to live your life off the weather. There are small adjustments, but you don't base everything around your life around the weather all the time. And so you don't base everything around your life around your feelings. A lot of times people expect, because a lot of times in which we encounter the Lord, we feel His presence, and it makes a really lasting impact on our life. But we forget that He's more than a feeling. He's a person. I don't necessarily feel people all the time, but I know that they're real. And so, yeah, there are times where you feel empty, but then it's a follow-up question here. Why do I feel empty? Have I made effort to seek the Lord in this time? Do I consistently pray, even if it's a little bit? Do I consistently read? Most of the time I ask those questions, people say no. And until you answer those questions within your own consistency, you're not going to be full. You can distract yourself with entertainment. You can be healthy. You can fill yourself on accomplishments, but that's not spiritual satisfaction and fulfillment. And that emptiness is usually a spiritual aspect. And so you're going to need spiritual food. What Scripture says is food. And so you need scriptures. You need prayer. Worship music is okay, but I'm going to be honest. I've been empty and listening to a lot of worship music before.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like sprinkles on top of ice cream. Like, it's a really good ad. Worship music is, but you're going to need to go a little deeper when you're dealing with emptiness. So notice that sometimes when you're on empty, you maybe have run too long without connecting with the Lord. But He's always there. He fills us up again. He strengthens us every time.
I mean, that's it. Nailed it.
Gotcha.
Next question.
Next question is, yeah, is listening to the Bible as effective as reading it? I thought that was a good one.
I would say yes.
Yeah. I think they accomplish different things, at least for me. It's hard for me to, like, really study the Bible while listening, you know, because whenever you're reading, you can kind of, like, go back and, okay, did I really understand that? Let me, like, reread that line or let me whatever. But whenever you're listening, it's hard to do that. But I think they're both effective in their own ways and both helpful.
There's nearly, like, 1,400 years of church history of people just listening to Scripture before they ever read it themselves.
Yeah.
Got to think literacy rates were different. So I believe God valued knowing scriptures through listening just as much as he has reading. The real question is, are you retaining anything?
Yeah.
So go with what you retain.
Yep. Perfect. Yeah, I find I retain a little less whenever I'm listening because usually I'm listening while I'm doing something else, you know? So it's like I'm doing the dishes and I'm listening, or like I'm driving and I'm listening. So, you know, you have moments where your mind kind of trails, at least whenever you're reading scripture. If your mind trails, you can kind of like, okay, let me refocus, go back in to wherever I lost focus, you know? But yeah, I think both are super, super helpful and both have their place.
Very.
Awesome. This one kind of connects to the first question.
Can I try some of those?
Yeah, I've been crushing these.
But
which one do you want?
Yeah, Pringles. Okay.
Can I try the Bluey cereal? I want to try this.
Yeah, I will say those Pringles are hotter than I was expecting.
Oh, you're gonna hold it.
All right,
I'm just gonna eat crumbs.
It's my box. All right, go ahead.
that's bad.
Yeah, they're not that good.
They're not good. What should I do if I don't feel a connection with the Lord anymore at all? So it kind of connects to the first one. You guys can take that question however you would like.
You want to give the nice answer?
Yeah, I think you just have to be really careful with the feeling thing. And I think that's where a lot of people either walk away from God or they let their relationship with God falter, diminish because they get hung up on the feelings thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're going to have any sort of relationship with the Lord or people in general, you can't go based off of, do I feel this or do I not? I say it a lot whenever I talk about, from a preaching standpoint, don't read the Bible to feel God more, read the Bible to understand God more. And I think sometimes making that flip from like, I'm not trying to like feel things, but I'm trying to now go, I want to understand who God is and why he says things and what that means for me. Like trying to understand. I think for me, sometimes that helps. You can go too far into the heart piece where then it's like, if I don't feel it, well, then it must not be real.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, yeah, I mean, with your weather analogy, it's like, you could feel so many different things or not feel so many different things.
Right.
And just because you feel it doesn't mean it's true. I could feel like Michael's mad at me, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's mad at me, you know? Like, so my feelings are not always right. So you kind of have to, there is, we use it a lot in the churchy world, but there is like an intimacy with the Lord where it's like, moments I do feel close, but there are plenty of times I wouldn't say I quote unquote feel close to God, you know? There are plenty of times.
Yeah, I also think too, and this is going to be a little strong, but I'll stand by it. People who are continually trying to seek the Lord usually don't ask this question that much.
Yeah.
The ones they typically are asking is, maybe I've had a hard time hearing lately, or maybe I just still need specific direction in my life on something. People who they feel distant from the Lord usually are not actively seeking him consistently in the day-to-day. Mm. I have had tough times where maybe, because I'm going to tell you, when I've stayed consistent with the Lord, I know I have his presence. I know his presence is with me. I know he's speaking to me. Sometimes it's just trying to clarify, like, but what? Or how do I do this? How do I apply? There's still questions. The feelings is not as much of a deal anymore. The more I've kept in consistency with the Lord. I have my moments. But typically, I have really strong feelings of feeling distant when I've just haven't been talking with them, what I haven't reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to be really against y'all on this, but it usually is the tell.
Yeah, so it's an indicator.
It's an indicator. Yeah. It's an indicator. You are not going to just roller coaster your life through Christianity. There has to be consistency. And no one's going to make you do it. Mm-hmm. Typically, people who are made to do it, like, hate the church and Jesus sometimes because the relationship's not there. And the presence of God is not there. It's just the rules and the boundaries of getting to know him, and they don't want to get to know him. So when you've had that encounter, now it's up to you, and you're old, you're more than old enough to keep consistent with the Lord.
I think a good follow-up question, if you're saying, I don't feel close to God, is asking yourself, what do I mean by feel?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I think if you can kind of take the next step and just kind of follow up with, whenever I say I don't feel close to God, what am I meaning by I don't feel? Is it just like, because there are even sometimes where it's like, I don't feel close to God, but I'm also don't really feel close to anybody because I'm really tired and stressed out, you know, like, so there are just so many other factors. So yeah. I think asking yourself, what do I mean by I don't feel close?
Right.
You know, and then take the appropriate steps.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So someone asked, this is a live question. Now we're going into live questions.
Nice.
So if you're watching live, start asking your questions. Someone said, I got baptized earlier this year and I feel great, but sometimes I feel like I still struggle with my faith. What recommendations do you have for someone who's maybe new to the faith or someone who just got baptized to stay plugged in? Kind of going off what you just said, just being connected and putting in the work and reading.
Yeah. I think you also need something to do with your hands in the sense of you need to be serving. Mm. Christianity is a life lived before the Lord first and loving the Lord first. But then the second part of the commandment is love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, and your mind. The second part is love your neighbor. Mm. Notice it didn't say love yourself. That we actually find the whole self-love and self-acceptance actually by loving the Lord and who He tells us who He made us to be. The second part is loving ourselves. So we have to recognize this. Water baptism does not mean everything's going to align. I think sometimes the misconception of Christianity is that this is a pill that's once you do this thing, everything's going to be fixed. Mm-hmm. Those are called miracles, and miracles do happen. But most of the time, we have processes. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, there are steps we take to go towards healing. So in your life, your baptism was an important, mandatory thing of our faith that all of us do as Christians. It doesn't make you a holy person necessarily. It represents what God is doing in your life. It's a symbol of that thing. And it's very important you do it. Now is the job of, yes, wrestling with doubts and fears is not a problem. If you read scripture and you read some of the stories of the Bible, they obviously doubt. They obviously fear. And the Lord is with them. So it's okay to have doubts and fears. So one, we've talked about consistency in reading, but also where can I serve? Some people, they want to serve in youth and they have things to do in youth that we could do. There are some people where it's like serving kids just gets them off of themselves and gets their life off of what can God do for me. If what you understand to being a Christian is only what God can do for you, you're setting yourself up actually for a lot of pain that you don't have to walk through. Because it isn't for that. God empowers you and loves you and cares for you to love other people. Mm-hmm. So I need to be in contact with Him. So it's okay to have doubts and fears. Completely. What's not okay is to do nothing about them. Mm-hmm. And to expect that they're just going to phase with time or just to not go before the Lord with it or not to start applying yourself into loving other people in the process.
Yeah, I think another... I mean, you know, this kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about kind of asking yourself the questions, okay, why am I doubting? And I think you have to be super careful. There it is. There it is. You have to be super careful with, what's her take? What's her take on the Bluey cereal? I got to pause for a second.
They're stale.
Yeah.
It's like Kix, but worse.
Yeah, just I wish I had
you
more
ever
flavor.
Kix cereal? Uh-uh. K-I-X, Kix cereal? Uh-uh. Try it. Tell me I'm wrong. No, good.
I wanted more out of it.
Yeah. No, that's
maybe
false
if they
advertising.
Were like frosted, that would help, you know?
That's false advertising.
Yeah, they taste like the bad Cheerios.
Yeah, like the unflavored Cheerios. That's a good year.
They didn't even try. They didn't even try.
They just slapped the Bluey logo on there.
You heard me.
I don't even remember. Oh, whenever it comes to doubting and stuff like that, you have to be really careful about what you're taking in. So like what you're watching on social media, the people you're around. Even though things don't, you may watch videos on TikTok that may not directly correlate to your faith, but you'd be surprised with how many small things we watch and take in can now have a negative effect on your faith. So I think you just have to be really wise whenever you're online, really wise whenever you're with your friends, and ask yourself, you know, is some of this doubt coming from maybe it's comparison? You know, maybe you're comparing yourself to somebody else, or maybe it's someone made a comment or something said something about the Bible or about God that goes against it, and you're now starting to go, oh, well, maybe they're, you know, so you just have to be really careful about what you're listening to, what you're taking in. Because if you spend 5 minutes a day reading, but then you're taking in all this other stuff that's not the Lord throughout the day. Like, you know, which one's going to win out?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. So just be careful.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of a fun question. Yeah.
Okay. No. Good. Good. Good.
And you guys can guess who commented this.
Tucker.
Carter.
Is McDonald's top 10?
Ooh, Zach Allen, baby.
Zach Allen has entered the chat.
If I got a dollar, McDonald's top 10.
I would put McDonald's top 10 for sure.
Really?
What's
your go to McDonald's order?
2 double cheeseburgers, medium fries.
What about a drink?
I get a drink at home. I got 4 kids at home. What, you think I made of money? Yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm getting a drink, I'll get a Coke. A Coke. I don't drink Coke a lot, but with a burger, anytime I have a burger, I always get Coke.
The only things I enjoy at McDonald's are the nuggets and the Oreo McFlurry. Mm. And only one of those things I'm guaranteed.
Yeah.
Have you had the strips? Their new chicken strips?
Yes. I don't think they're as good as their chicken selects because I'm an old head and I remember that. But
the chicken selects, dude, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? I was thinking about this the other day. Remember they had the Happy Meal?
Yes.
But then they had like the teenager Happy Meal. No. Do you remember that? Do you remember, Alex? Did you ever have that? What was it called? There was a name for it. It was like they had the Happy Meal and then they had like...
It was called the Spicy McChicken.
And it was like a step up.
Chicken
Selects, yeah.
From Elijah Washington.
Dude, Elijah. Bro, Chicken Selects, look it up. It's the first time McDonald's did chicken tenders. I got sick twice. I loved them so much, I kept eating them. Rolled it back.
But I will say the McDonald's in front of the HEB on 105, that McDonald's is the best McDonald's.
Okay, that's what everyone tells me. Oh. I went there. And then when we went
but y'all went like super late,
They burnt those fries to like chip status. I broke them like chips. It matters though.
It does matter. It matters. You're correct.
If I haven't been McDonald's in years,
you're right.
It matters how you treat me. I'm coming back home, and you're gonna tell me you're gonna burn all the food?
That's fair.
I'm wearing Snopers. You don't think I have weird thoughts too?
Is it bad for your whole life to be about God?
Your whole life.
Last time I checked, salvation is about your whole life.
Is it bad for your whole life to be about God?
That's it.
Is he talking about, maybe he's referring to maybe religious people that are insufferable to be around socially. I understand that, but I mean, like.
That's kind of the point.
Lord and Savior means I'm submitting my whole life.
Yeah.
I think some people think they're just adding Jesus. Mm. That's actually heresy. That's completely false and not the gospel. It is.
That's more the problem.
That's more the problem. People think this is an ad.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is not an ad. This is everything. You don't have to be doing my job. You don't have to be at the ark. You don't have to even agree with all the structures that we do. But following Jesus is everything. It guides every single one of your steps. And if you don't think it does, it's because you don't think there's a living God that talks to you. If you don't think there's a living God that talks to you, you might not believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe not. That's between you and God.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to ask some more follow-up questions to fully understand what the question is.
Yeah.
But I think an easy way to look at your life and say is my whole life about God? It's not necessarily about like, do I like take my Bible to class or like, do I wear like Christian t-shirts? It's not really.
Yeah, because some of those people are atheists now. Yeah. So that's not exactly always the key.
It's more so like the way that I'm acting and living and thinking and speaking is am I doing it the way that God does it or would want me to do it? I think that's more so it's less about like the outside stuff, like the external, you know, like.
Yeah.
And more about just internally, like, am I being, I don't know. I don't even know if that answers the question.
I think it's vague.
Yeah.
It's so vague. Like, what do you determine a life about God is in the first place? But I like
yo life.
They asked. Yeah, yo life.
I think we got time for two more.
Two more. Let's do it. Dose more.
Two more. So we have a couple different questions.
Yeah.
Kind of just going over... They really just like talking about the feelings side of things. So
can we not do another feelings question though?
Yes, we.
I feel like we obliterated that three times from four different angles.
Yes. So let's see.
They calling me. answer this call.
So
hold on a minute.
Hold on, real quick.
Take this.
Just talking about school. Yeah. Let's say that you maybe get made fun of for kind of standing up for your faith or following Jesus. What is your advice for that? Just in school, like maybe having a hard time with living
out your
faith.
Well, first I would say it's scriptural. Half the New Testament is like people will be against you.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in Jesus, people will be against you. So
if you believe in anything, people are going to be against you. Honestly, I've rarely ever engaged in internet discourse except for like one issue lately. And I've been getting hateful comments for it. I'm just calling for empathy for a dead person. And they were just vicious. And you're never going to avoid mocking world.
Yeah.
People think if I don't choose sides, people won't make fun of me, and that's incorrect. You will still be rejected and made fun of. So you might as well do something that with a God who loves you back.
Yeah.
And will always take care of you.
Yeah, the Bible says, I don't seek the approval of man, but seek the approval of God. So I think if you keep that on the forefront of your mind,
yes.
I'm going to come up against people who disagree and who disagree very loudly.
In fact, we won't serve the Lord well if we seek the approval of man.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm seeking to for God to approve what I'm doing, not for man. So if man comes against me, they come against me. Right. Now, I think...
Don't invite fights, though.
Yes, and that's where I think some people take that to the extreme, and then they get into... Scripture also says, on the other side of it, not to get into what the Scripture says is lofty arguments.
Yeah.
So don't get into arguments that like don't really matter. And really, arguing doesn't get anybody anywhere. So you do kind of have to be careful in that you're not constantly just like going against the grain and like trying to fight people on it. Like, you know, there's an element of you just have to know internally, this is what I believe, and I will help share and express this with other people, so hopefully they do too. But at the end of the day, it's the Lord that does the work in hearts, not me. So I don't need to try to convince or make anything out of nothing.
I do have to present.
Right.
And not fold.
Yep.
Gotcha. Do you guys want a fun last question or a serious last question?
If it's feelings, no. So give me a fun question.
It's not feelings, but I'll give you fun.
We got
fun.
Both. Let's hot take both.
Yeah. Top three fast food restaurants.
Okay. Chili's, McDonald's.
Is Chili's fast food? It's a restaurant.
Well,
fast food establishments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chili's.
Because Chick-fil-A is technically quick serve.
I love me some Chili's. But Whataburger. I love Whataburger.
As number one?
McDonald's would probably be number one, honestly. Top three. Like, if we're just saying straight drive through, McDonald's probably is number one for me.
Okay.
Then Whataburger, then Cane's is great. I love Cane's.
Okay. Mike?
Chipotle, In-N-Out, Shake Shack.
Ooh, I forgot. Shake Shack's my number one.
Now, these are not
Shake
places
Shack.
I frequent much, but if I have my druthers.
I forget about Shake Shack. Shake Shack is my
Shake
favorite
Shack
burger.
Is
my
so good.
My
Wait,
favorite
why?
Burger is Shake Shack.
Why do you say
oh,
that?
Why?
I've had it, but I would like.
It's the style. The style of burger that Shake Shack's
it's
burger.
It's just little.
They also use like a potato roll,
right.
Like a potato bait. Their bread's good.
Their sauce so is good. Like it just, the way. Okay, I'm not going to make this, try to make this. Not to make this a big thing.
He has a big thing about burgers.
I have a big thing about burgers. Like, I cook them. I have a very, very specific way that I cook them. Like, it's a big thing for me. I could talk about it for an hour. Shake Shack is the closest to how I make a burger that I love and enjoy.
Mm.
And I think Shake Shack nails it. From the cheese to the way they smash and cook their burger to the sauce to the potato roll. Like, everything.
Nice. Yeah.
They are small, though. To your point, they are small.
Yeah. Okay, last question.
What's up?
What are some practical ways to prioritize your faith despite distractions like school, sports, family?
I think you have to do something that I was told for years, and until I did it, nothing changed. Like, I didn't do it, didn't want to, nothing changed, which is you make time. Mm-hmm. And you say, between this time and this time, I'm not doing anything. Because I know that I'm not doing anything, I will do this thing instead. So some people, they're like, yo, Mike, I fall asleep in the morning. I can't. Do it at night. Most of our students are night owls. Yeah. Most of them talk about how they don't get sleep anyways. Mm-hmm. So then from this time to this time, before I go to sleep or before I sit on my phone, whatever, I'm going to have, one, a reading plan. You need a reading plan. Yeah. The church has a reading plan. You need a reading plan because it's not feelings-based, and it's going to set you in order of how to get through the New Testament, and we have a version that gets you through the entire Bible in a year, and you really do need to get through the entire Bible. That is important. I'm not going to say you're going to understand everything, but it is good to take one big drink and then process what's going on. So you need a reading plan. You need to carve out your time, and then I say you need a journal, and then one I'm really getting big on this year is you really need to pray out loud. You need to pray out loud and then rest in the sense of like, and then stay silent, willing to listen to what the Lord has for you. The prayer thing is something I've added into my late 20s, my 30s. I realize I'm like, I've always known it as a big aspect. I've really had the conviction I've needed to nail it down, and y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, it has made a difference in my soul and in my expectation and in my faith. And in the time we're living in right now, I need to be talking to God all the time. It's not hour-long stuff. This is like everything I described you can do in 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's still powerful if you're consistent in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to add there?
Yeah. I think that's definitely like best tips, starting points. I think, too, we've kind of danced around it, but I think really figuring out what your faith looks like in all the things you just mentioned. So, because sometimes we can think faith is over here and then we've got school is here and sports is here. And so you need to kind of figure out for you, how does your faith actually like become parts of those things? So like going to school, doing sports, playing video games, like how, like inserting your faith into those, because that's the overall goal.
Yes.
Is that
all aspects of
all
your
aspects
whole life.
Of your life, your life. Whole life yeah. is you're in every aspect, your Jesus is there and mm-hmm. faith is there. So I think it looks a little different for everybody. And I think it's intended to be that way. You just kind of have to figure out for you, like, what does that look like for you in your life? You're not going to figure it out tomorrow. So be patient with yourself. Don't expect for things to change overnight, but be patient. Keep being diligent.
Okay. I'm not trying to be rude, y'all. I think someone's trying to, I realize they might not know how to get in to do the next podcast.
Well, that's a great time to close. Yeah. If you're just joining us live, glad you guys are here. This episode will go live in a couple weeks. It'll be on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So love y'all. Love your whole life.
Love your whole life.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.